You should know by now that 8:54 p.m. is, of course, local time, because it's 19:30 UTC where you live, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm not sure what we're going to do today. Who am I? My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I want to go outside, but I can hear the wind blowing a little bit, and I know it's cold, but it's not super cold. It's not freezing or below. It is, in fact, about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's overcast, and I think we might have to risk going outside just because I had to stay in all day yesterday, and I can't take it anymore. We gotta go out. We gotta go out and look for some dudes. And that, of course, means that we're here. Where are we? We're at Herrenhaven, of course, because we've already seen Mott's here and other dudes. Maybe we're going to see him again today. I'm still sitting in my car because as I look out there, it looks a little bit windier here than it was in my neighborhood. So maybe we won't be here for long because it could be cold. It's going to be windy and terrible wind noises and blah, blah, blah. I guess we've got nothing else left to do but to get out of the car and see what's up. Okay, so yeah, it's a bit windy, it's a bit brisk. Whew, yeah, gonna zip up my coat a little bit further and maybe put on my sunglasses. I mean, put on my regular glasses, take off my sunglasses, put on my regular glasses. And now I'm right by the shed. I'm looking under the shed, I'm looking under the bridge. Oh, I think that Mati is under the shed. I just saw something duck down out of the corner of my eye. When I said I was looking at the shed, I really wasn't. Yep, I can see a little dude under the shed. What's he doing under there? Oh, he sees me. Now he's sticking his nose out, and he's looking at me. I say, hi to you, Mati. He's so nice. Oh, and right when I said that, he said, oh, I'm going to hide some more from you because you're freaking me out. And he's just sitting there. I can barely see him. He's hiding under there. Oh, and now he moved. Where's he going to? Is he going to another hole? Going to stick his head out a different hole? Oh no, there he is. Oh, he's sticking out his Mati nose. Maybe I should get my camera. I'm going to move to a spot where he can't see me. And when he can't see me, he'll have to come out further and take a look. Oh, like this. Oh, he's sticking his nose out. He's sticking his nose out because he's a Mati. Hi, Mati. Okay, there's a shot. I'm taking pictures of a Mati sticking his nose out from the shed. There he is. I see you, Mati. Oh, he's so nice. Is that the same Mati? I can't quite tell. Is that the same Mott we saw the other day? You know, you gotta figure it probably is. But then again, I can't be too sure. I'm just taking lots of shots. Oh, he ducked back in. He ducked his Mati head back under the shed. Mati's under the shed. Mati's. We're finding lots of Mati's, or at least the same Mati as we saw before. And we don't care because we like to find the Mati's. Oh yeah, he's just sitting there under the shed. He's keeping warm. He's got to stay out of the wind because it's so windy. He says, oh, I don't want to be a Mati in the wind. Okay, I'm changing my location. I'm getting out of his line of sight, tempting him to stick his head up again. Yep, there he is. Got his head sticking up. I'll take a picture. Oh yeah, he says, why you keep flashing that weird flashing thing at me? My flash is on. And he ducked down again. Okay. Well, let's not hassle him. We just got to get him used to
my presence. Wow. It apparently got cold enough that the dragonfly pond is frozen over. It's got a skin of ice on top of it. It must not be very thick, but it is ice. And the wind is blowing. All right, so I'm gonna walk around the dragonfly pond here. Look back towards the shed. Is that guy sticking his head out? No, he's still hiding under the shed. He doesn't want to be in the wind. And I don't blame him. Man, I didn't think it was this cold outside. Well, I guess really it's not. It's like 40, 42. But we got some decent wind and we got no sun. So I'm kind of hustling through here. Walking kind of fast, trying to stay warm. Okay, and everything is still brown and autumn colored. Here comes some big winds. I can hear big wind aloft, moving the tree limbs around, doing wacky stuff. Oh, and look, here's some weirdness. I'm almost up to the cut. And there's two geese walking through the cut. And they're honking a little bit, and they're trying to beat me to the crossroads. Yeah. Oh, it's Raina. This is my goose buddy. Hi, Raina. Here she is. She's got her bracelet on. She looks so nice. She's sitting here with her buddy. She's walking right by. She's 2 meters away. They're walking through the leaves. Hi, you're so nice. And now they're walking up the land bridge. Yes, I know that goose personally. It's so nice to see my friends out here, the geese that I know and the marmots that we love so much. Boy, the wind is really coming up. And now Raina and her goose friend are going down into the sub pond. The sub pond and the billabong also have ice on them, skins of ice, and Raina and her mate are trying to figure out how to get around the ice, and they can't do it, so they have to come out of the water right here by me. Hi, Raina. Oh, you look so nice. You look so goosey. Yeah, it's too cold out here for me, too. Yeah, you find some open water to swim in. I think I'm getting out of here. Yeah, but you look so lovely. Her mate just stood on the ice and the ice broke. So the ice is not very thin. It's, you know, like a quarter inch to half an inch. Or quarter inch, or eighth inch to a quarter inch thick. Why am I even trying to do this in imperial units? Let me just say that the ice is between 2 and 5 meters, or millimeters thick. Oh my God, I can't think. Obviously, we can't go out onto the boardwalk because it's too windy. It's just way too windy to be here. It's too cold. My hand holding all this equipment is frozen already. And so I am turning around and I am walking out of here. It is too cold. And I can feel my back tensing up and doing weird things, and I don't want to mess my back up. So I'm kind of walking fast out of here at a pretty good clip, looking into the forest, looking for any types of dudes and stuff. I don't see any other birds because all the wind is too windy for birds to be flying around. I don't see any squirrels. Oh, my hand is cold, but I got to get my camera out and get it ready. Because as I walk out of the forest here, I can look across the dragonfly pond and under the shed. I don't see my Mati dude. And that's okay. Because we're going to walk right up there and see if we can spot our Mati under the shed. Because we like shed mots. Because they say, oh, this is a nice house we can live under. Because we're Matis. Oh, my hand is cold. All right, where's my Mott? I don't see him under there. Did he come out the side hole? What's my Mott doing? Where's my Motty buddy? I don't see him. Let's walk right up to the side of the shed and look in the side hole. Does he want to stick his head out? Mati! Alright, we'll go around back. Does he want to stick his head out the back? Oh, there's lots of digging back here. Lots of digging where Mats like to dig. Okay, we'll go back to the front, see if we can see Mati. No. Okay. Well, I can't take much more. We're gonna have to get in the car before I suffer from frostbite. Where's my keys? Where's my stuff? Okay, here we are. Oh, into the car we go. Okay, whew. That's a bit cold. My fingers are a bit frozen. I think we're gonna head back home so I can thaw out. And we saw a Mati again today. Yeah, let's get out of here. So we'll have to listen to some music.
And I'm Tobe. We're back in the studio. Hooray. What am I gonna do today? I don't know. But I'm enjoying that, you know, slightly burning sensation in my hands. You know, because they were in the exposed air, in the wind, in the cold air, getting flash frozen, getting blast freezered. Hooey yugga. So, anyway. On the way home from Herrenhaven just now, when I got to my street, instead of turning right to go the 150 meters to my house, I turned left because I wanted to see what was going on at the top of the hill. Because last night at 4 a.m., I went up into my kitchen for whatever reason. This was right before I went to bed, and I just happened to notice that there was like a red flashing light outside up the hill. You know, when I come up my stairs from to get up into my kitchen and living room, I can sort of see out my front window at an angle, and I could see a flashing red light up at the top of the hill. And I thought, that's weird, especially at 4 a.m. And so I walked up to the window and I got a better angle, and I was looking up there and it's like, aha, there's a cop up there. Blue and red flashing lights. And I thought, oh, that's mildly interesting. 4 a.m. cops on my street with their lights rolling. I wonder what's going on. And well, I didn't really think much about it until I was coming back from Herrenhaven. And I just, you know, when I was looking up the street to see if I was clear to turn, I noticed that one of the light posts was all wonky. It was not standing straight up. It was standing at a precarious angle. And there were orange traffic cones around the base of it and other weirdness. And so I thought, okay, let's turn up there and see what's going on, because this must have been what those flashing police lights were about last night. And so I turned up there. And I drove by the light post and I saw, you know, weird marks on the street. So I looped around and I parked in the church's parking lot, because this is right across the street from the church that's at the top of my hill. And I was looking at the street and everything, and I could see that not only had somebody hit this light post, they must have hit it pretty hard, because then there was leaking fluids and there was... You can see this on the street, and there's this trail of leaking fluids that then leads directly from the pole, and it goes across the street in a wide arc and up onto the church, not the parking lot, but sort of just misses their driveway and went up into their yard. And then I could see where there was tire tracks in the churchyard. And I thought, well, that's weird. What happened? Somebody must have come up the hill drunk and hit the pole and then ricocheted off and went up into the church property. It's really peculiar. I'm still trying to sort of sort it out in my mind. It, I'm not sure how this could have happened, but, you know, whatever. But it's weird because I didn't hear any loud noises last night. I didn't hear any crashes. I didn't even hear any police sirens or ambulances or anything like that. So, still kind of a mystery as to what actually happened, but at least my curiosity is sated for the time being. Oh yeah, and now that I'm thinking about it, I should probably check the score of that Liverpool-Burnley game, because I kind of wasn't paying attention to it, because not only did I have Premier League games to watch today, I also had an FA Cup game to watch. The FA Cup was Tottenham versus Millwall, and Millwall was our last hopeful giant killer, but they did not do any giant killing. They got giant killed. This final score of that game ended up being 6-0 for Tottenham. So Millwall is out. And the Lincoln City Imps got knocked out yesterday. And so we got no more super underdogs in the FA Cup. Oh well, that's okay. And it looks like the Liverpool-Burnley game ended 2-1 in favor of Liverpool. Okay, well, that's a few losses in a row now for Burnley. They're still above the relegation zone, kind of comfortably, but they need to turn it around before it gets dangerous. And I'm trying to think, when does that race start? Oh, I still got plenty of time before the race. I got at least 45 minutes, if not an hour and a half. So I'm going to be watching some racing today, some NASCAR. And then last night when I was watching TV, I saw an ad for the first F1 race. And that is the Australian Grand Prix. And that's coming up real soon. I'm pretty excited about that. Hooray! And well, my hands are starting to feel a little bit better. Circulation is returning to my hands. They're nice and flexible. So maybe I should have a lovely sip of hot tea. Oh, it's so good. It's so yummy. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Just right. It's true. I love to drink tea. Oh, but you knew that part already. Oh, I'm glad we saw that Mati today. Yes, 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 we saw another Mati. It might be the same Mati. I tried to get close enough to see if it was the same Mati. I kind of don't think it was. The Mati that we saw, when did we see him last? I don't remember. But he sort of had a little bald spot on the top of his head. And I couldn't quite see the spot. And that Mott that we saw today looked like he might have been a little bit smaller, but it was hard to tell. So, did we actually see a different Mott, or did we see the same Mott as last time? I don't know. But I'm still happy that we saw the Motti, because I like Motts. Mott.
Okay. What was that? I just heard a loud thumping noise and some weirdness going on upstairs in the kitchen. We better go up there and see what's going on. So we're going to leave the studio. And I suspect... Oh! Who's this right here? Well, hi. What are you doing? I think I heard some noises. And now my cat's doing that thing where she meows with her mouth closed. What are you doing? Yeah, why is this tube of paint on the floor? Yeah, it looks like somebody was up here on the counter playing with all my painting supplies. And yes, bottles of paint are knocked over. And there's tubes of paint on the floor that we have to put back. Yeah, how did the paint get on the floor? How did that happen? What are you doing? Oh, you don't feel like being yangy? I think I know what a kitty wants. The kitty thinks that she wants to go outside. The kitty thinks that she wants to sit on her bucket and have the door open so she can see what the birdies are doing. But it's too cold, Pippa. We can't open the door because it's so cold outside. And the wind will blow in here. And it's no good for babies. It's no good for kitties. What do you think about that? Oh, you're such a fluffy kitty. I'm so sorry. It's too cold to open the door. And now she's just butting her head up against the microphone. And, oh, I'll rub my head up against it. And that'll make it warm outside. And I can... Oh, you gonna jump up on your bucket? It's too cold to open the door, baby. Yeah, rub your face on the microphone. That'll make good radio. Yeah, rubbing her face is up against the microphone, because that's what kitties do.
Kitties don't understand about good microphone technique.
No, they don't know. You don't know anything about mic technique. No, she's so fluffy. Yeah, I'm sorry, kitties. I can't open the door. It's too cold. And there's no birdies out there anyway. There's no birdies flying around. And there's no squirrelies. And that rabbit isn't even out there. The rabbit is hiding under his bushes and staying nice and warm. That's what you need to do. Stay warm and get in your kitty bed. Take a kitty nap. All right, so apparently my cat is bored and is, you know, jumping up on the kitchen counter and knocking all my stuff off the counter. It could be worse. Oh boy, so here we are, back in the studio.
And my name's Tobe, but you knew that already. Something weird happened. I took a little break, and then I fell asleep. Because that's what I do. I fell asleep at the most inopportune moments, and of course I was watching my NASCAR race. And I fell asleep with about 50 laps left, which translates to about 30 minutes. And even though I only slept for about 45 minutes, I did in fact miss the end of the race. And so I do not know who won. So if anybody knows who won the NASCAR race, don't tell me, because I'm going to wait for it to come back on and I will watch the last half hour. What else am I doing? Well, I was going to go to the store too, but then I realized, oh no, it's too late. The store is closed. This one particular store. And then I thought, well, I can always go to the 24-hour grocery store, blah, 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 but they don't have the thing that I want, and this and this and blah, and blah and blah and that, and this and that. And I saw a Mati today. That's all I care about. So every mistake I've made since then is absolutely fine. Oh, I forgot to go to the store. Who cares? I saw a Mati today. And I like Matis. Matis are good. So now I'm drinking a little bit of tea. Yeah. Oh, and it's delicious. The irony is, it's iced tea. That is correct. I'm not drinking hot tea right now. Only because I feel hot. Do I have a fever? Why am I so weird? I don't know.
I was cold earlier. It's cold outside. It's cold at my house. But for some reason, I'm hot. So I have opened the window too. I'm just baking like a potato in here. Why is it so hot? I didn't turn the thermostat up any. I am also a little bit itchy. And I can see little dots of cholinergic urticaria beginning to form on my arms. And you know what I really want to do right now? I want to call the Super De-Duper random number hotline so I can arrive with a full bladder. But it's actually past that time. You can only call that number before, I think it's 2:00 local time. And if you call it afterwards, you get a different message. A message that does not inform you
to arrive with a full bladder. In fact, why don't we call it? Let's see, we are over here by the phone. We may as well. Let's give it a shot. What's the number again? Oh yeah, that's it.
This line is only accessible between the hours of 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have any questions regarding this message, please contact your compliance monitor. If there's a problem with this message, call Nebraska Occupational Health Center at 402-476-2600. Thank you.
No, thank you. And you can see how that message isn't nearly as interesting as the one that tells you to arrive with a full bladder. A full bladder. Well, the wind is still blowing outside, so there's a nice cold breeze blowing into this room onto my feet. I can feel it on my feet. Oh, and it's lovely. Wow, now it's really blowing in. Okay, well, at least we're cooling off a little bit. That is good news. And I don't have a full bladder, so I'm gonna keep drinking some more of this yummy tea. Oh, that's kind of lemony. I love tea. Tea is the most delicious and yummy thing ever. The other big question that's plaguing me right now is, what am I going to eat today? What do I feel like eating? What do I want to eat? Well, obviously, the answer is tacos, because I always want to eat tacos. Other acceptable answers include, but are not limited to, hamburgers, souvlaki, and pretty much just about anything else. But I'm going to be eating rice. Rice and vegetables today. There will be no hamburgers. I actually do have some hamburger money. And why is it that hamburgers cost more than tacos? It doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe I should eat tacos instead. No, I'm not eating tacos or hamburgers today. I'm eating rice and vegetables. I got to eat the vegetables, because vegetables are good for me, and so is rice. That's why I eat it all the time. Hooray! What else do I have to do today? I gotta brush my kitty. Pippa was yanging earlier today, and I said, oh, you want to do some kitty brushies? And she ran downstairs. But that was shortly before I left to go see the marmot. So I still owe her some brushies, because that's what we do. And we will also do the new kitty trick. Yes, I have trained my cat Pippa to do another trick, and it's called Kitty Unicorn. And how do you do Kitty Unicorn? Well, while you're brushing your cat, you brush your cat's face and your cat's chin, and you know the cat leans her face into it and she likes it super much. And then you take the soft bristle side of the brush and you brush the top of her head. And then while she's enjoying that, then you hold the brush there with your other hand and let the handle of the brush stick up in front of her face and you say, Kitty Unicorn! And that's how you do the Kitty Unicorn trick. Maybe I'll take a picture if I can get one. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name's Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs right here on and on radio every single day at 1930 UTC. But I'm done for today, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.